This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball League. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues for the private use of our audience. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, including descriptions or accounts of this game, without the express written consent of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues is prohibited. Whitecaps Baseball is live on The Ticket, West Michigan, 106.1 FM and 1340 AM. You can also find us on the MLB app, MILB TV, Bally's Live app, and online at whitecapsbaseball.com. Let's preview today's matchup and get ready for first pitch. Now live from the Gordon Food Service broadcast booth at LMCU Ballpark, it's Whitecaps Pregame.
From Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan. Hi, everybody, and good afternoon. Happy Sunday to you. We're hoping that this can be a double feature of West Michigan Whitecaps baseball. Today, the Whitecaps are scheduled for games 5 and 6 to close out a six-game series against the Lansing Lugnuts. Dan Hasty, thank you very much for joining us. The Whitecaps saw their game yesterday rained out of sorts. We had some pregame thunderstorms that rendered the playing conditions to be unplayable between West Michigan and Lansing. The fifth game of that series postponed. A pregame thunderstorm made it unplayable. Heavy rains moved through Lansing roughly 30 minutes before first pitch, left much of the outfield with standing water that was discovered during pregame warmups. It ultimately forced the postponement out of respect for the health and safety of participating players. The Whitecaps and Lugnuts had split the first four scheduled games and are supposed to be deciding the series outcome today. Now, the plan is to play two games, but here's the problem. Mother Nature is not exactly cooperating here today. The tarp has been on the field all day long. We have yet to see the playing surface. And there is much more of the same conditions today as we dealt with yesterday. There are a number of puddles on the warning track that are near the Whitecaps dugout. There is water near the bullpens. There is standing water on the warning tracks in the outfield. So we are going to start today's game in a rain delay. And of course, just as we're saying that, and we had actually not had any rain for about the last 90 minutes, but just as we're saying that, now we are starting to get some increased rain here just a few minutes before the scheduled first pitch time. We had briefly seen the starting pitchers for this contest, Mitch Myers on the Lansing side, Max Alba, who was scheduled to be an opener for West Michigan, taking the mound or at least going to their bullpens to get stretched out, but that was very short-lived as they ended up quickly retreating to their dugouts and the word came down that we were going to start today in a rain delay. So That's what's going on here in Lansing, and we will see exactly what the plan is. I have a feeling that there is an outside shot that we could be waiting a while here today. Of course, with two games on the schedule, there might be a little bit of a longer leash extended as to how long we could wait and maybe end up playing one of the two games. It might be a little bit of a taller task to play, or at least to cancel, or at least in this case postpone, two baseball games. In the event that would happen, we would probably end up seeing two baseball games made up back in West Michigan, because these two teams are actually scheduled to play again the final week of the regular season. So it's not as if these games would be considered lost, technically. These games would actually get made up, and the Whitecaps would technically be the road team, despite playing back in West Michigan. So it would be a very unique situation, but the Caps would actually play at LMCU ballpark, potentially as the visiting team. But let's cross that bridge when we come to it. Let's hope we can play some baseball here today. But the rain is just now starting to fall once again, and we are in a rain delay. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll get you the best of Whitecaps radio. We'll hear a conversation on the other side of this break. We're going to hear from Joe Adametz, who is scheduled to throw for the Whitecaps coming up on Wednesday night when the Whitecaps return home to take on the Lake County Captains. Had a great conversation with him, and I'd love for you to meet one of the Whitecaps' newest starting pitchers. We'll hear from him on the other side of this timeout as we get you through a weather delay, and then we're going to send you back to our studios in downtown Grand Rapids and pick up our flagship station, 106.1 FM, The Ticket, and 1340 AM WJRW. And then we'll come back, we'll give you a quick update, and then we'll let you know when we're going to be back with you, hopefully with some updates on when we will see baseball here today. Jackson Field hoping to see baseball in a doubleheader between the Whitecaps and the Lansing Lugnuts, but we are now starting in a rain delay for the second consecutive day here in the state capitol. Joe Adametz joins us next on Whitecaps Radio.
You're more than a student at Ferris State. You're a bulldog. Hey, this is Bill Pink, president of Ferris State University. And whether you're conquering challenges in the classroom or dominating the field as one of our national champions, being a bulldog means never letting go of your goals. Whether you're a future business leader, a healthcare hero, an esports innovator, or have your sights set on another extraordinary path, at Ferris State, you'll accelerate your life forward at the speed of industry. So unleash the bulldog in you at Ferris State University. Apply now at ferris.edu.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like, and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Hey, this is Max Clark, and you're listening to Whitecaps Baseball.
Whitecaps Radio. We're getting ready for Whitecaps Baseball. Now standing by with one of the newer members of the Whitecaps starting rotation, Joe Adametz has been in West Michigan now for a handful of starts, and he just put together one of his best appearances probably of his entire life, and is certainly of his professional career, coming off of five scoreless, hitless innings. We didn't say it on the air when it was happening because you know how it works. Joe joins us now, and now we can talk about it. Joe, welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here. Like you said, just had a handful of starts up here. Got the call up a little over a month ago, and that was awesome. That was an awesome experience. Just really happy to be up here with this team. Getting a promotion feels like your career is really progressing and taking another step towards the big leagues. It's a good time, and I'm really happy to be here.
Describe the moment when you found out you were coming to West Michigan.
Yeah, so we got back after a week in Bradenton, finished up a series there. That was the end of the first half. By that time, I'd strung together, I think, three scoreless outings and just been pitching really well for the whole first half. And got back on Sunday night, unpacked everything, got back to the dorms down there where you stay in Lakeland, and the manager called me up.
Andrew Graham,
called me up after I got back to my room, and he's like, Joe, where you at? I was like, I just got back to my room, probably just going to hang out for the rest of the night, and then into my off day. He's like, all right, well, you should probably go back to the locker room. You got to pack up your stuff. You're going up to West Michigan. And I was like, wow, that's awesome. So that was an awesome experience. And then the next couple hours, calling family and friends, it was an awesome experience. And if that is just a taste of what it's like when you get to call the big leagues, I cannot wait for that moment, because even just that this step right here was an absolute blessing on an awesome time to celebrate. But it's still my job, still my business to go out there and kind of then, put that excitement behind me and then go out there and perform.
You got a chance to get to know Andrew Graham pretty well over the last couple of years. What did it mean for you to get that news from him and to obviously with the success you had with him to be able to share a moment with him?
Yeah, that was awesome. Last year being able to, be with the team for a little bit in 23 and especially in the playoff push, I pitched well there and I think they trusted me a lot pretty quickly. I proved myself pretty quickly and that was awesome. And then this year, calling me out sometimes as a leader and kind of giving me the go-ahead to kind of lead the team and the staff a bit more, and that was an interesting sort of complex, when someone kind of inspires you or asks you to be a leader on the team, you feel a bit more responsible for what goes on and what happens, and there were a couple other guys that were part of that that he felt as though embodied what it took to be a leader, good performers on the field, but ultimately like good clubhouse guys. And there was a couple weeks there where we struggled a few times, and I definitely hadn't struggled going to sleep like I had after a loss, because of just knowing that I was maybe a bit more responsible. Even though I may not pitch that game, I felt a little bit more responsible for how the staff pitched or the outcome of the game. So, but I hope those opportunities continue to come and the leadership position continues to find me.
We're talking with Joe Adametz. So, Lakeland to West Michigan, you're closer to your hometown. Pennsylvania is where you grew up. So I'm imagining it's a little bit easier for family to come and see you. Have they made that trip yet?
Yeah, so my parents made the first trip to Lansing. Even though we were on the road, they came right from my first start in Lansing, which was awesome that they could come out. Both my parents are retired, so they have a lot of free time. I have two older siblings. They're both married. One of them actually had a baby girl in March, and so I'm an uncle. I haven't unfortunately been able to meet her in person, but so they're pretty busy with her. Very understandable. I actually FaceTime them probably every day just to see her because I'm super excited. I can't wait till I get to hold her when the season's over. But they haven't been able to make it, but I know there's friends and family all over the place watching. Every time I go out there and pitch, I get quite a few texts afterwards, always, whether good or bad, just feeling loved and cared for and supported and from those people, and it's awesome.
Well, one of the things that jumps out in learning about you is how important family is, and learning your story and obviously learning about your family. One of the things that we learned about was your grandfather The fact that he was a huge Tigers fan. Tell us the story of your grandfather and how it all kind of came together when you got drafted.
Of course, yeah. I actually, last night, my sister texted our family chat and said they're talking about Grandpa on the broadcast. And, and I hadn't necessarily brought that up to too many people at this point in my career. But, so I grew up with my grandfather in my home most of my life. And so I didn't have any older brothers, but my 80 to 90-year-old grandfather kind of acted as an older brother than me. I mean, he did all sorts of things, played like horse, in the basement on a little mini basketball hoop. So he was super important to me, always watching sports. I get the love for sports and specifically baseball probably from him. He always had the TV on, always yelling at the TV. But he grew up as a Tigers fan. I don't know why. He's from New Jersey. He was born in New York and then from New Jersey, and then lived with us in Pennsylvania for the latter half of his life. And but just always a Tigers fan, and I was blessed that he got to live as long as he did. He was going to be 96 the month after he passed, and Yeah, he was able to watch my entire college career up until the last game I pitched, which was awesome that he was able to see that through to the end. And, you know, obviously the professional aspirations were always there, and it was becoming more of a reality as you get closer to that and you get talked to and scouts reach out. You know, you realize that that's a very realistic possibility. But then he passed away in June, a month before the draft. And that was tough because of, you know, how important he was to me and just the love he gave me for the game and just what he meant to my family. He's my mom's father. And so then to be drafted, then it really got pretty emotional in our household. You know, I kind of knew about 2 minutes before my name got called that I was going to the Tigers, and it kind of started to set in for me. And then, but though, to see my mom's reaction, you know, like, you know, they said my name and it was the Tigers and everything. And then, you know, the next 5 minutes, I think it really set in for especially my mom, and she got really emotional, just like how blessed that is, and that, you know, he's looking down on me to see that opportunity I'm going to have, you know. It's an awesome story and super cool how God has his hand in that. Even though he took him away, you know, a month prior, you know, be able to see most of my career, I mean, he's definitely still watching over me, and it's awesome.
And everything comes full circle, and it's just a great story to hear, and obviously a message from heaven, the great beyond, whatever you want to call it, and just it's so great to hear something like that. And obviously it kind of makes you feel like you're exactly where you're supposed to be.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just it was interesting to be able to, we found some old pictures of him in different, you know, he had a Tigers hat. We had this, my brother-in-law ended up having it. It's like a big varsity letter jacket with a big, you know, English D on it that, like, we never would have known we would have needed it, you know, and it just kind of sat in a closet for a while. And then all of a sudden it's like, now it's very relevant to what's going on and whatnot. And we had a picture in our basement of the last pitch at Tiger Stadium, the old stadium. And I've actually never been to Comerica or the old Tiger, old stadium, but we had that picture, and it was kind of iconic. So I would always see it, and I'd be like, "Oh, this is interesting." It was obviously important to my grandfather, and who knows how crazy is it that I'm looking at a picture of the team playing, not necessarily where I will play, hopefully one day, but where I would be drafted and be able to pursue a professional career.
Well, something tells me that the fact that it was able to work itself out to where you ended up in this organization, the day that you end up on that mound in Comerica, he's going to be right there with you too. Okay. Now that you're here, what are you learning about this level? Because this is a tough jump, and now you're starting to kind of figure your way through it. So what's it been like learning another level?
Yeah, I think the one thing I always have tried to do, especially now in my professional career, is to anticipate and have good self-awareness. So, you know, I'm having success down in Lakeland in the first half of the season, but always trying to anticipate, what do I do well now that is not going to work in High A in West Michigan? And then what am I going to figure out here and do well here that won't work in Erie? So on and so forth, because there's no way any of us will be the same player we are now that then plays in Double A, Triple A, and then the big leagues. So sort of this refinement process you go through, and having the self-awareness to be able to do that is, I think, extremely important. And first and foremost, you know, coming up here and having a few struggles, you know, it's probably the first time I've faced some adversity in my professional career. But first of all, like, before, like, I am a baseball player, before I'm anything, from a brother, an uncle, a son, I'm a follower of Christ. And that just gives me such an awesome foundation that, you know, before I, you know, go to bed at night, before I go to sleep, just to know that and be grateful for the position I'm in, but also kind of have this balancing act of also having this ambition that the life I live out, that I pursue my faith and this journey and my relationship with Christ, so that others can see that. And that, you know, going through the leagues, there's so many ups and downs in baseballs, but for me, like, that identity and that faith and that relationship is a constant. And no matter the highs and the lows in the game, like, being promoted but then struggling, and then maybe being promoted again, or then just pitching really well for a whole season, you know, and getting called up to the big leagues, getting sent down, getting injured. Like, through all of that, it's not going to matter. Like, everything's going to be okay because of that relationship. But, yeah, like, definitely just having that self-awareness to anticipate what do I do well that will not work later, and then refining it to be a better version of yourself every time.
I've heard a lot about body balance, but nobody ever talks about mind balance. Yeah. And apparently that's something that I think people should probably consider a whole lot. Joe Adamitz, the pitcher for the West Michigan Whitecaps, thank you very much for taking some time with us. Really, really interesting conversation. Can't wait for people to hear this. Thank you very much for spending some time.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Joe Adamitz right here on Whitecaps Radio.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're more than a student at Ferris State. You're a Bulldog. Hey, this is Bill Pink, president of Ferris State University. And whether you're conquering challenges in the classroom or dominating the field as one of our national champions, being a Bulldog means never letting go of your goals. Whether you're a future business leader, a healthcare hero, an esports innovator, or have your sights set on another extraordinary path, at Ferris State, you'll accelerate your life forward at the speed of industry. So unleash the Bulldog in you at Ferris State University. Apply now at ferris.edu.
There are giants among us, and their impact is huge. They are the men and women building and sustaining our Navy's next generation submarines. They are giants in what they do because they work in a place where they can grow, where they can learn the skills to build careers as powerful as the beasts they forge. If you're ready to go big, get on board. We build giants at buildsubmarines.com.
Hey guys, this is Bo Brisky, and you're listening to Whitecaps Radio.
Welcome back to Lansing. Still hoping that we will have baseball for you from Jackson Field. Hi, everybody. Caps pregame continues. Hope you enjoyed that conversation with Whitecaps starting pitcher Joe Adamitz. He is scheduled to throw for the Caps coming up on Wednesday when the Whitecaps take on the Lake County Captains for a six-game series out at LMCU Ballpark. Lock coming up back in Comstock Park this coming week. It's bulletin night on Tuesday. If you bring a worship or community bulletin, you can get tickets for half price on that Wednesday game, the Joe Adamitz start. It'll be a pause rehab assignment bobblehead. The Tigers mascot gets his own bobblehead in West Michigan for the first 1,000 fans. Also Thursday at 6:35, we end up seeing Rivalry Night, courtesy of DTE. We'll celebrate all the great rivalries in the state of Michigan. So whether it's Central Michigan versus Western Michigan, Michigan versus Michigan State, or also we get to celebrate Michigan-Ohio State, there are so many different angles to Rivalry Night in the state of Michigan. So we get a chance to do that. First 1,000 fans get a set of grilling tongs, and then it's also a Farm Bureau Insurance post-game fireworks show. On Friday, the Beer City Bunghammers make their return to West Michigan. The Whitecaps have brand new Beer City Bunghammers jerseys this year. They will look exactly like the beer barrels that they claim to be. Also do fireworks on Friday at 6:35. Same goes for Saturday at 7:05. The first 1,000 receive a Whitecaps beach hat. And then on Sunday, we'll finish it all off with the Corwell Health Family Sunday. Kids can run the bases and eat free. The first 1,000 receive a Los Calaveras Day West Michigan hat as we celebrate diversity in minor league baseball. On top of all that, Tyler's famous amazing balancing act will be making its appearance this season on that Sunday. You'd be amazed to see what Tyler can balance on his face. Things like a stepladder, those industrial size stepladders, you know, the ones that you've got to go to the big stores to go buy. Tyler is amazing, and he will walk through the stands. You can give him your personal belongings, and he will find ways to balance
the most odd objects on his face. You have to see it to believe it. If you want tickets, if you need a suite, or if you'd like one of those fancy four-top tables that are right beneath our broadcast location, you can call us for tickets at 616-784-4131. You can also go online, whitecapsbaseball.com, 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. As for this game, we are still in a holding pattern. This is a weather delay here at Jackson Field. The tarp has been on the field pretty much all day long. Both managers, Tony Cappuccelli of the West Michigan Whitecaps, Craig Conklin of the Lansing Lugnuts, have been consulting with the Lansing Lugnuts front office staff. And I would imagine these entities are quite familiar with one another over the last 24 hours. They were doing a whole lot of talking yesterday evening and now into the morning hours and now the afternoon here today. Unfortunately, we have had these scattered showers that have made conditions just little bit short of playable throughout the course of the morning, and it just seemingly continues to pop up at the most inopportune times. And we've noticed that there really has not been much of an opportunity to get the field ready for play. So we will hope that we can have baseball for you, but if we do, I think there's going to be a delay in getting it. Obviously, last night we saw a postponement that was done out of the best interests of health and player safety. I'd imagine that's a big talking point here today. So they will continue to make that priority number one, and hopefully we will get a chance to have a window of opportunity for baseball. Now, does that mean we'll play one game or two games? The scheduled plan is to play a doubleheader here today, but there is always a chance that they could end up just playing one of these two games and then perhaps playing the second game of this doubleheader in West Michigan coming up when the final series of the season is commenced at LMCU Ballpark. So there's a lot of different ways the Whitecaps and the Lugnuts could decide to go after figuring out how to get this game in or get these games in, whether or not. It's really good that these two teams will meet again before this season's over. I would say that that's probably the saving grace of that entire situation, because you do not want to be in a spot here today where you would not be able to play two games and you would not be able to end up with two entire games. Remember this too, the Whitecaps already have a game on their slate this season in the second half that was canceled, a game in Wisconsin, and sometimes those tend to work against you. There was a situation for a lot of these Whitecaps players when they were down in Lakeland where they had a game that got canceled, and ironically, the Lakeland Flying Tigers missed the postseason by just a half game, and a lot of those Lakeland players have said after coming here they would have loved to have played that game because of the fact that that one got canceled, and it could have been the difference in them making the postseason. So they don't want to be in a spot here where they end up suffering that same fate. Thankfully, they do have some time to make up for that with another four remaining series here in 2024. So we still have some time. Make that three series, rather, in 2024. Hard to believe there's only going to be a scheduled three more series here before the end of the regular season. So here's our plan. We're going to step aside. We're going to send things back to our affiliates at 106.1 FM, The Ticket, and 1340 AM, WJRW. We'll kick things back to our regularly scheduled programming on The Ticket, West Michigan, and then we will come back as soon as we hear something more concretely about plans for maybe a projected start time or perhaps news about the possibility of will we or will we not play baseball here today. There are some dark, ominous skies that have started to come over us here at Jackson Field, and I would imagine, especially with the grounds crew not really doing a whole lot to try and fix the issues with the puddles, especially on the warning tracks that line all the way around the playing field, the fact that there has not been a whole lot of work done tells me that they're probably expecting a little bit more rain here in the not-too-distant future. So we'll kick things back to our studios in downtown Grand Rapids, and hopefully we'll have some news for you, hopefully some positive news, sooner rather than later. Again, we are in a weather delay here at Jackson Field in Lansing, and we'll hope to have some good news for you very, very soon, right here on Whitecaps Radio. We'll be right back. Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan. Hi, everybody. Thank you very much for spending part of your Sunday with West Michigan Whitecaps baseball. Ironically, we have not been spending a whole lot of time talking about baseball here today. The Whitecaps and the Lansing Lugnuts have been in a weather delay for basically the entirety of their afternoon. The tarp has been on the field all day long, and there really is no change. We have been dealing with a weather delay for the start of a doubleheader that was scheduled to begin at 1:05 p.m. It is now past 3:20 local time, and we still do not have a projected start time for this doubleheader. But I can tell you this, there are still motivating factors on both sides, the Whitecaps and the Lansing Lugnuts, to get some baseball in here today. Of course, 2 7-inning games would be the plan for these two teams. If they don't, they'd end up playing and making these games up the final week of the season. Would certainly make things a little bit more complicated the final week of the season, but the Whitecaps would be in the situation of having to play 8 games in 6 days to end the year. So how do the Whitecaps handle a situation like that? I don't think they want to be able to answer that particular question. But I did want to read something for you, because the Lansing Lugnuts did end up posting something to their social media accounts just a few moments ago, because it's a bit of a unique situation. And of course, it goes back to last night as well. The Whitecaps and Lugnuts were postponed mainly due to field conditions. And it was a game that saw a long rainless rain delay, if you will. We had seen some rain before first pitch, but certainly after that, we did not see much rain throughout the course of the evening, and that left some Lansing Lugnuts fans with a bit of a bitter taste in their mouths. But unfortunately, because of field conditions, the game was called due to the health and wellness and player safety concerns at the ballpark. So this is the message that just came out on the Lansing Lugnuts social media accounts. And it reads, quote, "A message from Lansing Lugnuts general manager Zach Clark says, Lugnuts fans, we understand your disappointment with the lengthy delay of the start of today's game. Please know that we are monitoring the weather closely and will start game one of today's doubleheader as soon as we can safely do so. Part of the relationship we have with Major League Baseball requires us to make every reasonable effort to try to play every game to completion. Thank you so much for hanging in there with us today to this point, and we will post further updates as we have them." So that is the situation we find ourselves in. I can also tell you this, we are still looking at ominous skies in the distance. We have yet to find that situation and that coveted window where we can find an opportunity to play baseball. And unfortunately, we have not seen much of the Lansing Lugnuts grounds crew getting a lot of work done on the field today. I don't believe they see that window, at least yet, to get a chance to fix up the field and get it ready for baseball. But with rain on the way continuously here today, it looks like we're going to be waiting perhaps even longer than we expected. There sounds like there is some rain on the way, so we will continue to stay in this holding pattern. We'll hopefully have some baseball for you here today. And if not, we will certainly let you know as soon as word is passed down. So for the time being, we will send things back to our station, the flagship home of Whitecaps Baseball, 106.1 FM, The Ticket, and 1340 AM, WJRW. So we can kick things back that way, and hopefully we'll have some good news in the meantime. So before we do that, why don't we give you something else that has come forth with Whitecaps Radio this season. Joseph Montalvo is a new Whitecaps pitcher. He was brought over in a trade with the Texas Rangers, part of the Andrew Chafin deal. And as the Tigers made their MLB trade deadline moves, the Whitecaps got a whole lot of help. Not only did they end up with a great offensive player in Tyrone Lorenzo in the Jack Flaherty deal with the LA Dodgers, but they also got arguably a frontline starter in Montalvo. We got a chance to get to know the newest Whitecaps right-hander who joins us on the other side of this timeout. Helps us get ready for what we hope to be a doubleheader as we wait out Mother Nature, who is in quite the mood here today as we hope to play baseball here at Jackson Field. Joseph Montalvo joins us next on Whitecaps Radio.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
For an extraordinary advantage in sports, you need a game plan. For an extraordinary advantage everywhere else, all you need is Acrisure. With a high-tech human approach to insurance, cybersecurity, and more, Acrisure helps you take care of what you care about. That makes winning easy. See what Acrisure's extraordinary advantage can do for you at Acrisure.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Hey, West Michigan, this is Jackson Job, and you're listening to Whitecaps Baseball.
Welcome back. It is Whitecaps Radio. We're getting ready for Whitecaps Baseball. Now standing by with Joseph Montalvo, one of the key additions for the Detroit Tigers at the Major League Baseball trade deadline. He is now a West Michigan Whitecap, coming over in the trade at St. Andrew Chafin over to the Texas Rangers, one of two pieces that comes back, and now a member of the Detroit Tigers organization. Joseph, welcome to the Tigers and welcome to the Whitecaps.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So tell me a little bit about what the last week has been like for you. I know it's nothing like what you expected.
Well, it's been a little crazy, but it's been fun, though. You know, coming from an org that I was 2 years, and I met a lot of friends and met a lot of good people there. But coming here to Detroit, it's also been fun and great, you know, the way they've been treating me and the way that they received me and all that stuff has been unbelievable.
Take me through the story as to what happened and how it happened on trade deadline day. How it went down, how did you find out?
Well, when I was in practice and after practice and after all we did in that day, they called me to the office, Judge Bonifaz, which is the boss there in the minor leagues, and he called me and he told me, "Hey, you've been traded to the Detroit Tigers, and you know it's been a pleasure having you here and all that stuff." But yeah, you've been traded, so I guess that's how the business works. And
introduce yourself and tell us your story as to how you became a player. You used to actually play shortstop.
Yeah, I was a shortstop back in high school, and I started pitching in my second semester of senior year. And you know, there I did pretty good that year, and I got lucky that the Rangers signed me and got the opportunity to, you know, play professional baseball. After that, it's been a long process becoming a pitcher. But I've been enjoying it ever since then, and it's been, you know, it's just been fun. I love it.
What do you like most about it? What are you learning about yourself as a pitcher?
Well, that I can throw strikes. So,
they like that around here.
That's one of the key that I have. That's one of my strengths, that I can throw strike and throw the ball over the plate. You know, and I don't have like a power fastball, so I know that I gotta like study the hitters and read the hitters and you know, that's my strength right there. That's what helped me to put the numbers that I've been putting.
When you study hitters, what kinds of things do you study?
Well, either is if they chase or if they make two strike approach, what are they looking for? You know, that's, it's just more like a pitch by pitch thing. And, you know, obviously the teams give you a report where you can study them and understand where, like, where they hit the ball better, which pitch they do damage more, and that's kind of how I do it.
Sequencing's always interesting because I don't know if it was this way when you were younger, but a lot of us when we were younger, a lot of times it went fastball, fastball, breaking ball, and that's how you got to a strikeout. But nowadays, it seems like it's almost flipped. Now it's almost breaking ball, fastball. So how do you pay attention to that? How do you pay attention to sequencing? Does it depend on your personnel? Does it depend on who's at the plate? How do you go about figuring that sort of thing out? Because you pay attention to a lot.
Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of hitters out there that now they sit on breaking ball right away. So it's just a thing that if you see a hitter sitting on a breaking ball, then you try to just, if you're going to throw a breaking ball, then you just do it to a strike. I use my fastball up to finish them, which is one of my strengths there.
Tell us about your family. Tell us about where you grew up. Tell us a little bit about Joseph the person.
Well, I'm from Puerto Rico. My family's from Puerto Rico. I grew up in Puerto Rico, born and raised there. Moved to Florida when I was 16, when Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico. Like, baseball stops, school stopped, everything stopped. So my dad and I, we decided to move to Florida and continue my baseball career and study there.
So you go to Florida. I assume you have a lot of family that is either still in Puerto Rico or they moved to Florida with you. Take me through that hurricane and obviously the impact that it had, not just on your family, but your extended family.
I mean, it was tough. It was tough, definitely. To my family, to Puerto Rico. You know, we decided that it was better for me moving to Florida to be able to continue my academy stuff and baseball and see if we if I had a chance to, you know, either go to college or sign professional baseball. So it was a big thing for us, a learning experience, and definitely one of the best decisions that I have ever made, you know, because if it wasn't for that, maybe I wasn't going to be here. So, you know, everything happened for a reason. So.
We're talking to Joseph Montalvo. So the Rangers make you a late draft pick, and then you have a decision to make. Are you going to sign? Are you going to go to college? Take me through that thought process and what led you to signing.
Well, my dad asked me if, you know, what you want to do. You want to go to college, you want to go study, or you want to go to professional baseball and try to make it? I was committed to a JUCO, Eastern Florida College, which is in Melbourne. So, yeah, my dad asked me that, and I was like, you know, I just want to try to make it up there. That's my dream. That's what I want. And you know, he supported me. My family supported me. So that was the thing that made me do that decision. And, you know, I'm happy.
I'd say that decision paid off pretty well for you. So now you're in this new organization, and you're in an organization that is really well known with helping handle and develop pitchers. So what are you most looking forward to as you embark on this brand new organization? What are you looking forward to as you take on this whole new team and these whole new people?
You know, hopefully get better and better and better every single day. Hopefully in 1 or 2 years make it up there, and hopefully this team can make a, you know, World Series team that win a championship, and you know, that's my dream, that's what I want, and hopefully it happens pretty soon. And I know it will happen, so.
It can happen that quickly. Joseph Montalvo, the newest addition to the West Michigan Whitecaps and one of the newest additions to the Detroit Tigers organization. Joseph, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on being part of that deal and being a part of the Tigers. Congratulations. Thank you very much for spending some time with us.
Thanks to you. Thank you for having me.
That's Joseph Montalvo right here on Whitecaps Radio.
Put the equity in your home to work this spring with an affordable home equity line of credit from Lake Michigan Credit Union. Make home improvements, consolidate debt, plan a wedding. No matter what you use it for, a home equity loan from Lake Michigan Credit Union makes your home equity work hard for you at a rate that's easy to love. Update your kitchen, landscape your yard, add an addition, or put in that pool with a low rate that will surprise you. Visit an LMCU branch or go to homeequity.lmcu.org and learn more. An equal housing lender. NMLS number 442967.
Meet Michigan Milk, nature's original recovery drink. With 13 essential nutrients like calcium and vitamin D, milk helps build strong muscles and helps improve bone health. Just a single glass packs a punch with 8 grams of high-quality protein and the electrolytes your body needs to perform at its best. So whether you're looking to fuel up to start your day or recover after a workout, milk has you covered. Proudly brought to you by Michigan Dairy Farmers, supporting athletes and communities across our state. Milk means more.
You're on the road to Detroit. This is Caps Baseball on the Whitecaps Baseball Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to Jackson Field. Well, we are still waiting from the highly rated Jackson Field for games 5 and 6 of this series between the Whitecaps and the Lansing Lugnuts. Unfortunately, we are still in our waiting period, and that waiting period may have gotten a little bit longer. As now, as we speak with you, we speak to you at an actively raining Jackson Field. The rain has returned. We did hear that it was on its way back, and well, that train has never been late today. That rain continues to come down throughout the course of the intermittent areas of this Sunday, and well, on and off it has truly been throughout the course of this day. So those puddles have reemerged in front of the Whitecaps dugout on the third base side, and it's probably not too far away from reemerging in some other areas throughout the course of the playing area. So we will hope that this might be the last one of the day. We'll see how this affects the proceedings going forward here this afternoon. So we're going to keep it here, and we're going to give you a conversation with Max Gordon, the Detroit Tigers hitting coordinator, who has a fascinating story to tell, and who better to give it to you than Max himself. We are in the business of telling stories, and Max has actually had one of the best stories, so much so that there has been a book written about his life. He and his family have gone through quite a big trial and tribulation to go through what they've gone through. You can understand why a book has been written about his journey. He and his brother were once in a car at the age of 15 years old, and it was Max who lost his brother Nick in a car accident, and Max was severely injured, spent months in a hospital, and had to find a way to recover. And not only recover he did, but ended up playing college baseball at Oregon State, one of the baseball powerhouses of college baseball. And we talked to him about what happened, how he recovered, how he found a way to really turn what was such a sad and negative situation and use that as the inspiration to get him through such a hard situation and such a challenging time in his life and use it to define him only for good. So Max Gordon will join us on the other side of this timeout as we hopefully navigate through this rain situation here at Jackson Field as we go into hour number 3 of our rain delay here at Jackson Field, hoping to get baseball with the Whitecaps and the Lansing Lugnuts here on Whitecaps Radio.
The Grand Rapids Community College experience has small class sizes, hands-on learning, and state-of-the-art technology taught by faculty with real-world experience. It's professional trades and career programs that build your skills for in-demand fields or a seamless transfer of your pre-major to the four-year college or university of your choice. The GRCC experience is nationally ranked athletics teams, honors programs, and comprehensive student support services at GRCC Main Campus in Grand Rapids and GRCC Lakeshore Campus in Holland.
You're more than a student at Ferris State, you're a bulldog. Hey, this is Bill Pink, president of Ferris State University. And whether you're conquering challenges in the classroom or dominating the field as one of our national champions, being a bulldog means never letting go of your goals. Whether you're a future business leader, a healthcare hero, an esports innovator, or have your sights set on another extraordinary path, at Ferris State, you'll accelerate your life forward at the speed of industry. So unleash the bulldog in you at Ferris State University. Apply now at ferris.edu.
Imagine how great owning a hot tub would be. Soaking away the stress of the day, enjoying quality time with your loved one. At Master Spas of West Michigan, you can order the hot tub or swim spa just right for you. And for a limited time, save $500 to $1,000 on select models. Master Spas of West Michigan is proud to be active in our community and totally committed to customer satisfaction. Visit Master Spas of West Michigan on 28th Street in the Grand Central Plaza.
The Tigers of tomorrow are in West Michigan today.
Headed to the video board, left center field. It's gone!
And they're right here on the Whitecaps Baseball Network.
Welcome back. It's Whitecaps Radio, getting ready for Whitecaps Baseball. Now standing by with Max Gordon, who was brought on the Tiger staff just a couple of years ago, and now is really finding himself not only impacting the lives of Tigers minor leaguers, but also just about all the coaches and all the people within the Tigers organization. Max joins us now here on Whitecaps Pregame. Max, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with the Caps over in Fort Wayne.
Okay, so you get a chance to see all these different teams in the system. Tell us a little bit about your role, your responsibilities, and what brought you over to the org.
Yeah, so I'm the hitting coordinator. My counterpart, Jeff Branson, is the other hitting coordinator, and then we have Kenny Graham as the director of hitting. And all three of us basically bounce around to each level. I'll spend a lot of time in the Dominican and in Lakeland with our younger groups. But I'll work up here to West Mich and Erie with AA, Toledo AAA. But really, I'm just kind of, here to help facilitate with the coaches. Like Francisco here, I'm trying to give him whatever he needs, an extra set of hands, an extra pair of eyes. You know, if he needs to talk about something he's been seeing or go through some different reports, I'm here. I'm here for help. And really just to check in on the guys, see what the vibes are like, and if anybody needs, a new voice, then I'm here for them. So it's been great. And I've really enjoyed my time here so far, especially with these, the staff that I get to work with.
Talk about that message, because over the last handful of years, I wouldn't say the message has changed, but the message continues to always get fine-tuned. So since you've been brought on, how has that message been impacted, and how has that been fine-tuned since you've been brought on board?
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's always been growing pains. Like, when I first got here, we really prioritized, like, hitting the ball as hard as you can, which is still something that's very important to us. But as we've grown as an organization, the addition of Scott Harris, controlling the strike zone is a huge part of the game. So that's something that we've emphasized. And as you can see, our growth in the hitting department, we've gotten better year to year in, strike to walkout rate, and the different things that we look for in terms of how we evaluate our players. But overall, it's been a fun little way to, morph from bat speed, exit velocity into controlling the zone, plate discipline, three ball chase, like little things like this that we're really just trying to find different ways to create success for our players to move them up to the next level.
A lot of people talk, and I think since Scott Harris has come in, controlling the strike zone, dominate the strike zone, has been the big phrase, the phrase that pays with Tigers fans. And it's easy, I think, for a lot of people to apply that to pitching, but I think it's a little bit more nuanced when talking about how to apply it to hitters. So if you can, without going into the great detail, but if you can give us kind of a Cliff Notes version of the kinds of things that we should be paying attention to so we can check the boxes of, is this hitter dominating the strike zone?
Yeah, I mean, the things that we really look for is heart swing. Like, is if a pitcher is throwing him pitches in the heart of the strike zone, is he getting swings off? Like, what's his chase percent? Like, is he chasing pitches out of the zone? So those are two, like, really quick little ones. But the way that we, you know, those are kind of like more results. You know, the thing that we really preach to our players is, you know, having a plan, having a disciplined approach and sticking to that, really working to not let the pitcher get them off their plan or get them off their approach, and just being really, really picky with what they're trying to do at the plate, you know, just so they can, you know, it's kind of more like an aim small, miss small, you know, so they're not out there trying to swing at every single pitch that gets thrown at them, you know, just being a little more disciplined, a little more focused and detailed in what they're trying to do.
We're talking with Max Gordon, who is within the hitting department for the Detroit Tigers. I'm always impressed and kind of surprised in some ways when somebody undergoes swing changes mid-season. I used to think that that was something that hitters didn't do until after a season, because why would they, right? Why would you ever want to consider tweaking something that is so important mid-season and undergo that kind of a major change? But we've been talking about a couple of guys this year, namely Danny Cerretti, for example, a guy that has made changes on the fly throughout the course of this year. That's really hard to do. Take me through what it must be like for a guy like Danny or anybody who's undergoing those huge changes and what kind of challenges they're undergoing.
Yeah, I mean, Danny's a great example. You know, he's had some challenging times, and, you know, there's been a lot of frustration for him, which it's totally understandable. Like, this game is hard enough. And the changes that he's been able to start making in game, which is astounding, has benefited him a lot. And just a lot of that, I think, goes back to the trust that he has in our coaching staff. You know, like, his ability to trust Francisco and really buy into the plan has been substantial. And you've seen him start to flourish here in this last month or so. But yeah, it's really hard, and it really takes conviction by the hitter. It takes a very disciplined approach. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is tell a guy to think about their swing when they got a pitcher throwing 96 mile an hour cutters on their hands. Like, it's going to make it pretty hard to hit, you know. So we're really trying to get them to engage in their work in the cages and in the pregame, and then just really trust that it's going to come out to play with them today in the game. So that's been a lot of it, but, you know, it's a slow pour. You know, it's not a light switch is what I try and tell them. Like, it's not going to just happen overnight and all of a sudden everything's hunky-dory and we're good to go. You got the good swing. So it's a slow drip, and we're trying to really just stay diligent in what we're trying to do.
You got to be really proud of guys who make changes like that.
Yeah, I mean, we just got done hitting in the cage, and I was just talking with Danny and, you know, just kind of patting him on the back, like, hey, man, like, you've come a long way, you know, because he still beats himself up when, you know, he goes back to the default and, you know, he gets frustrated because he knows he did the wrong thing. You know, I just try to explain, like, hey, it's going to happen again, you know, like, this is going to be something you might battle against the rest of your career. And, like, a lot of players have stuff like that. You know, a lot of big league hitters are always trying to stay away from the things that, you know, makes them unsuccessful. So, you know, just really trying to, like, pump him up a little bit because, you know, he's a good player. And he's, like, he's a catalyst for our clubhouse. You know, he's a great clubhouse guy. So really, really love seeing, you know, Danny perform.
We're talking with Max Gordon. Everybody has challenges in one way or another. You are not immune to that. And that's where this conversation pivots away from baseball. And so let's learn a little bit about your story. And there are a few people that I've had the pleasure of running across that has a book that details some of those challenges. You have one of those. So if you can detail the story, obviously, I know that there's a lot that there's to unpack with that, but for those people who don't know, Max had a very, very eventful time as a kid growing up through baseball. And I guess I'll just kind of leave the floor to you so you can kind of illustrate, if that's all right with you, kind of how things unfolded for you growing up through your life and through your baseball life.
Yeah, so I mean, growing up, I was always the smallest guy on the team. I mean, in this clubhouse, I'm still the smallest guy. But, you know, it was very much a challenge for me. I was, you know, playing with the older kids and the older brothers, and I, you know, was always tested, as you know, in the athletic realm of, you know, if I can compete with the big boys, you know. And so that was kind of just my stepping stone. Like, that was my starting point as an athlete in general, you know. And then as I got into high school, you know, I'm playing football and basketball and baseball. But the real turning point was when my brother and I were in a car accident January 2nd of 2008, where he ended up losing his life, and I was mercy flighted to a hospital, collapsed lungs. They found me in the middle of the freeway. You know, it was bad deal. So, you know, I had the priest come into the hospital and read me my final prayer, and that was kind of going to be the end of the road for me. I ended up, you know, pulling through. The people at the ICU did an incredible job saving my life. But I had pneumonia for the next 3 months, busted out all my teeth in the top of my mouth. And it took me a couple days before I could walk on my own. I was just so weak. But yeah, I mean, pretty gnarly brain damage. They had to drill a hole in my skull, but I mean, that's all, you know, that's all in the past. And I think, I've told people this all the time, you know, because everyone wants to say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, you know, that happened to you. And I say that's the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's the best thing that's happened. It changed everything about who I am. You know, I'm very confident I wouldn't be a Detroit Tiger in, you know, the position that I'm in. I'm very confident that I wouldn't have walked on at Oregon State and played at the College World Series. Like, there's a lot of things that got thrown in front of me after that that gave me that little bit of edge, that little bit of fire to just keep pushing through, wanting to, you know, I saw myself as I could, you know, I could play the poor me role and, oh, my life is this way because this happened to me. And instead I wanted it to be like, I want to get through this thing and have a story that people don't believe, you know? So that's really just kind of what's been pushing me ever since. And that's why, you know, I'll say it again, like, it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
People always kind of say, don't let one moment define you. But in this case, it's kind of okay. One moment can define you, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all dependent on what you do with it. You know? Yeah. Yeah. Like, good moment, bad moment. You know, how do you respond? You know, and that's always, you know, again, growing up playing with the older kids, you know, I'd always get beaten. I would always lose. And, you know, I'm the smallest kid, I'm the youngest kid, but like, I kept coming back. And, you know, it's like, how are you going to respond to failure? How are you going to respond to losing? How are you going to respond to life? You know, because it's going to hit you in the face pretty hard sometimes. What are you going to do? You know, so that was, you know, I'm lucky that I got to learn those lessons. So when I got hit with something that heavy, I at least had something to grab onto to help push me through it. But, you know, it was a long road to get out of some dark places. But, you know, I'm pretty thankful for where I am.
I'd imagine that perspective not only helps you convey messages to players who are 19, 20, 21 years old, but to actually believe it with conviction with what you're saying. Because it's one thing to try to talk down a 19-year-old kid, a Max Clark, a Kevin McGonigal, but to actually have them look at you and believe that what you're saying is legitimate, that's a whole other ballgame. Because coaching is one thing, but actually being able to sell them on what you're saying is a whole different ballgame. Do you feel like you're able to sell that because you've actually lived through much more important things?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think I'm pretty good at it. You know, but these guys, most of these guys don't know my story, pretty much all of them. It's, you know, I try and look at it from, I want you to know me as me right now. Like, if you want to know about my past, like, we can go down that road. Or if you're having, you know, if there's a hardship that you're going through and you need some, you know, some guidance, like, I'm very willing to share my story and maybe help you out through some trials and tribulations. But Yeah, I think getting the message across, and you know, having to look inside myself so many different times throughout my journey has really kind of opened me up to have a little more awareness, a little better perspective for guys and where they are. I feel like I'm pretty good at seeing body language, seeing different antics on the field where, you know, I'll identify like, okay, this guy's a little sped up, or, you know, this guy's not, I'm not seeing the confidence in him today. You know, it's a lot of, you know, buzzwords out there, but, you know, I do feel like I've got a pretty good pulse on most of my guys and kind of where their heads are. So, you know, if they need a little jab, or if they need a, you know, an arm around the shoulder, like I think I'm pretty solid at delivering the correct one at the correct time.
Talking to Max Gordon, has that story, your story, gotten easier to share over time? I'm sure it's still hard, but what have you noticed about telling that story as time has gone on?
Yeah, I mean, it used to be a really, really challenging story to tell, obviously, like right out of the gate the first few years, but you know, now I'm proud to tell the story. You know, I try not to overtell it to sound like the guy that won't stop living in the past, but I am proud of, you know, the things that have come from it, and you know, the path that's been laid because of it. But yeah, it has definitely gotten easier. And I try and look back at my brother's life and thankful for the time that I was able to have with him, you know, almost pretending like that day was always going to be the finish line for him, you know. And so trying not to think about, you know, I wish he was here for this, I wish he could have seen that, you know, that's not doing any good. So it has been, you know, a true reflection, and really, really trying to convey it correctly, where it comes off in a positive, more so a total disaster.
In talking about Nick and obviously honoring his life, what do you continue to keep top of mind in trying to honor his legacy and honor his life?
Well, I do wear his toe tag on my necklace every day from when he was cremated. But, you know, really, I try and check in once a year. Every year I'll go hunting. And that's kind of when I have my time to me. And, you know, I like to think that, you know, we always, you know, we grew up in the woods. So we always were outdoors and doing stuff like that. So that's kind of where I get to touch base with him, is once a year I'll get out and I'll go hunting, and I'll have my moment, my peace.
That's a beautiful story. And obviously, we're so grateful that you're in this organization. And I can see why you're in this organization. You ended up spending a year over at the University of Michigan. I'd imagine that you got to know Chris Fetter during that time.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I mean, and he's, you know, he's a reason that I, you know, my name got mentioned to be a part of the hiring process here. So super grateful for that. And it was really cool to get to know him. And he's an elite person, you know, along with how good of a coach he is.
Well, I know that they're lucky to have you. I know that we're lucky to have you here. Cannot thank you enough for helping us along this road here with this Whitecaps team. Thank you very much for joining us and telling your story as well. It is a very unique one. We really appreciate you taking the time to share it with us.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me.
That is Max Gordon right here on Whitecaps Radio.
The Grand Rapids Community College experiences small class sizes, hands-on learning, and state-of-the-art technology taught by faculty with real-world experience. It's professional trades and career programs that build your skills for in-demand fields, or a seamless transfer of your pre-major to the four-year college or university of your choice. The GRCC experience is nationally ranked athletics teams, honors programs, and comprehensive student support services at GRCC Main Campus in Grand Rapids and GRCC Lakeshore Campus in Holland.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like.
and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Hi, I'm John Subar. My family and I are third-generation owners of Model Coverall Service. For 100 years, Model has improved the image, cleanliness, productivity, and safety of workers and workplaces here in West Michigan. Thank you for your loyalty to us. We'll keep supporting the Whitecaps and the West Michigan community just as we have for 100 years. Hit a home run for your company. Go to modelcoverall.com. Modelcoverall.com. Since 1923.
Jackson Field. We've got some good news. We will, in fact, have baseball for you between the Whitecaps and the Lansing Lugnuts. Well, patience paid off for West Michigan and Lansing today. There's a lot of persistence by both sides. The managers, Craig Conklin, Tony Cappuccelli, really wanted to make sure they'd have a chance to play baseball today, and it looks like they will have stuck this one out. And at the end of tabulating all of this up, it looks like we will have seen the rare four-hour rain delay here in Lansing, but we will get baseball after all. Now, it should come with this caveat. There does look to be more thunderstorms headed this way around 7 p.m. local time, but for now, we are expecting a first pitch at 5 p.m., so 5 p.m. is the plan to have first pitch between West Michigan and Lansing. Looks like Max Alba will be the opener for West Michigan. After Max Alba, we're expecting to see some work for pitchers like Bryce Tassan, Mason Englert. We'll also see Carlos Marcano throw some innings today as well. So the Whitecaps will kind of be piecemealing their rotation together as they try to get pitchers some innings here today. So that's a look at our plan for this one. So we'll kick things back to our studios in Grand Rapids, and then we'll hopefully plan to be with you for not one but two games. And obviously there's a whole lot to do with the fact that there's a 40-minute break in between games one and two of our doubleheader. So it will be very interesting to see if we get to that second game here today. So winning that first game could be a very important one, depending on what Mother Nature ends up doing for that second contest. But we will have the action of game one of that doubleheader for you coming up at 5 p.m. right here on the Whitecaps Baseball Network. So we'll plan to be with you at that time. We'll send things back to our studios in Grand Rapids and our regularly scheduled programming for 106.1 FM The Ticket and 1340 WJRW. And then we'll reconvene with you beginning at 5 p.m. right here on Whitecaps Radio.
This is West Michigan's home for the Whitecaps. WJRW Grand Rapids. W291 DJ Grand Rapids. A Cumulus Media Station. The Ticket. West Michigan's sports leader.
Over 2,000 victories.
Really deep. Center field. Got a chance. Gone!
11 million fans.
Young dives. Flips to second. The relay throw. They got them both!
6 Midwest League championships.
Bouncing ball to first base. Barkley's got it. The Whitecaps are champions.
It's time for Whitecaps Baseball. Brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union, Alta Equipment Company, Aero Waste, Auto Owners Insurance, Bally Live, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Centennial Securities, Family Fair Supermarkets, Ferris State University, General RV, Gordon Food Service, Grand Rapids Community College, Great Lakes Motor Coach, Master Spas, Milk Means More, Model Coverall, Molson Coors, Ridge Heating and Cooling, Stratus Cleaning Solutions, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and Wyndham Hotels and Resorts. Now let's go live to the ballpark and join the voice of Whitecaps baseball, Dan Hasty.
Well, a wise person once said, better late than never. Let's do this from Jackson Field. Hi, everybody, and welcome. Game 5 of our 6-game series, the Whitecaps and the Lansing Lugnuts. We've got baseball here for you at long last after what will amount to a 4-hour rain delay here in West Michigan. We just got our nation's anthem courtesy of Centennial Securities. They provide investment direction with retirement planning, 401k rollovers, estate and college planning services, stocks and bonds. That's Centennial Securities. Here in Lansing, it is 76 degrees, our first pitch temperature.
You okay?
That's courtesy of Ridge Heating and Cooling. The Whitecaps calling Ridge Heating and Cooling for all their game time temps and all their HVAC needs at LMCU Ballpark. Commercial or residential, Ridge Heating and Cooling has the experience and expertise to keep you in the game. Visit RidgeHeatAndCool.com. Mitch Myers getting in his final tune-up tosses. Let's go ahead and take a look at the Ruth's Chris Steakhouse starting lineups. Ruth's Chris inside the Amway Grand Plaza in downtown Grand Rapids. They serve only the best steaks hand-selected from the top 2% of the country's beef and enjoy the freshest seafood, classic sides, and homemade desserts that satisfy any craving. Ruth's Chris.com. But the Whitecaps, who are 26-19 on the year, 57-54 overall. Max Clark is the leadoff man. He's in center field with Max Anderson at second and Tyrone Lorenzo doing the catching. Roberto Campos is in right. Isaac Pacheco at third. Luke Gold's at first. John Peck, the newest Whitecaps player, is the shortstop. Bennett Lee is the DH and Seth Stevenson is in left. And on the mound against them is the righty Mitch Myers, who so far this year is 6-5 with a 4.08 ERA. There's a look at the starting lineups, and Max Clark, fresh off his first pro homer, is ready for baseball. We hope you are. The first pitch is in for a strike, and we are underway at 5:03 p.m. A 3-hour and 58-minute rain delay. 0-1, grounded foul first base side, nothing in two. Clark's batting average up to .316 with that home run. Now 10 on RBIs on the season. He has hit the ground running here in West Michigan. 8 total homers on the year. That power continues to sort itself out. That might come later. Here's a ground ball to the right side. In between hop, bobble briefly and not in time. Infield single for Max Clark. Boy, that was going to be a really tough play, and that's going to go as an error. Boy, I'm surprised about that. Even if he fields that cleanly because of the high hop, it feels as if Clark might have beaten that out anyway. So that goes as an E3 on Simpson. Here's Max Anderson. First pitch. Fastball inside. Quick look at the Lansing defense. Johnny Butler's in left with Ryan Lasko in center. Nate Nankill out in right. In the infield, it's Luke Mann at third. Saheed Valenzuela at short. T.J. Schofield Sam fresh off of his first Lansing homer at second. The 1-0. Ground ball foul back this way. 1-1. Will Simpson, as we mentioned, is at first. Cole Kahn behind the plate. Mitch Myers on the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts today. Caps would love to score first. Mind you, this is a 7.